John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and I have been looking forward to sharing this author with you. Susan Orlean is with me. She has come out with her latest book, another smashing success that is just, it's incredible. It's called The Library Book. And one would think with maybe such, someone say, well, what an innocuous title. In the hands of Susan Orlean, this becomes an enticing gem. I love this one quote because I've interviewed Eric Larson for all three of his books, The Devil in the White City, The Garden of Beasts, and Dead Wake. And he says about you, Susan Orlean has long been one of our finest storytellers, and she proves it again with The Library Book. A beautifully written and richly reported account, it sheds new light on a 30-year-old mystery. And what's more, offers a moving tribute to the invaluableness of libraries. That is a very nice quote, and it really captures the essence, I think, of your book, Susan. Thank you so much for taking time to join us on the show.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be with you.
Well, tell us about how this started, because there's always that grain of kind of not knowing where a piece of information you gather, and you are like the good creatives. Your receptors are always out, and you're gathering information, experiences, what you see, what you experience, what you read, and you file it away in your mind, and eventually it starts gathering force, and then eventually, in this case, it became The Library Book. Tell us about that journey, please.
Well, it was a very unexpected journey, to be honest, and in a million years, I didn't expect to be doing a book about a library. Though I have to admit, I had it in my mind for a couple of years that libraries are very interesting places and that I didn't really know a lot about them, and that I, besides being an avid user, I didn't know how they worked and how what the daily life of a library was like. So it had occurred to me that that was an interesting subject in general. But I didn't really know if there was a narrative there that would compel me particularly. I found out about the fire at the Los Angeles Public Library very accidentally. I was being given a tour of the library, and the gentleman giving me the tour had pulled a book off a shelf and said, and took a sniff of the book and said to me, you can still smell the smoke in some of them. Hmm. And I thought he meant that people used to smoke in the library, which kind of shocked me. And he said, no, smoke from the fire. I said, what fire? And he said, the big library fire in 1986, it closed the building for 7 years. And the minute that I heard that and all of the emotions that it brought out in me, imagining a library burning, it immediately made me think that I wanted to write about it and find out what happened and why.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think that we have kind of a kindred spiritedness because I'm of a generation where libraries were an important anchor in my life growing up. And I, even in the smaller libraries in Iowa, we had a number of the Carnegie libraries or Carnegie libraries, depending on how you want to pronounce them. But I always enjoyed that sense of awe of walking into a Carnegie library. And it really comes with any library. And you seem to, you have captured a lot of that in this book and have given us such a new way of looking at libraries because they're much more than just a place where books are, aren't they?
Well, and that's what interested me so much. I thought it was clear to me that the very simple definition of what a library is, namely an edifice filled with books, didn't begin to address the emotions that we have about libraries, that they represent something much more emotional, much more affecting and important to us than simply a place full of books. I think many of us have our very first memories of libraries through trips with our parents. And in my case, that was certainly true, that I went to the library with my mother all the time when I was a child. And they feel like very special places. There is something about them that feels almost sacred.
Good word.
It goes beyond logic, which is partly why I found it so interesting, because, again, you could look at a library and say, come on, like, what's the big deal? It's a place full of books. But they feel like something that is very, very nearly sacred, a place, a public place that we share, that we revere, that feels very important in a way that is unique.
Exactly. Susan Orlean is my guest, and she is the author of The Library Book. It's a fascinating read. I encourage you people to get a copy so that you can just dive into the understanding of what libraries are about through this tragedy in Los Angeles. Her website is Susan Orlean, SusanOrlean.com. I encourage you to go there. Go to your local independent bookseller. See if they have a copy of The Library Book. If they're sold out, they'll get a copy for you right away. One of the things that came through for me and was reinforced by what you just said, Susan, is that I think in today's world, there are very few public sacred spaces left where people still have a sense of understanding and appreciating how nice places are. Talk about that, if you would, please.
John, sorry, the
cut out a little
connection
bit there.
Is cutting out. Yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Well, let me see if I get it here. There. Try it a little different. There. There. It's better.
Yes, that's much better. I'm sorry.
Talk about that kind of sense of public sacred space, if you would.
You know, it's interesting when you think of how few places there are that we share and that are in some way communal spaces where there isn't a kind of retail element to it. So that would be a public park, a town square, and libraries. There aren't that many places that we gather as a community and just share the space, and nobody has to buy anything in order to be there. And, you know, we can kind of be there communally. That is something that I think we undervalue. And increasingly, I think people are seeking that out. My theory on that is that so many of us now work at home. It's very typical that people don't work in an office and instead they work at home. And you crave an opportunity to be around other people, wherever that may be, and in particular to be around other people where you just are gathering in a space together. And I think that is partly why we've seen such an incredible explosion of coffee shops, because people enjoy the experience of being around other people. And, you know, this is, to go to a library is an opportunity to be around other people that doesn't cost you anything.
Wow.
So the chance to be in space together with our fellow, our neighbors and friends is something that's a very important part of understanding what a community is and how we share places together as a community. And I think it's very, very meaningful to have a place like that. And when you go to a library and you see the array of people passing through, and that's one of the things that makes it so special, is it's a place where you really see a range of people together, and they're not divided by economic circumstance, because there's no money being exchanged.
It is. I had not thought of the connection with the coffee shops, but it is true. And the library is one of those last communal spaces that doesn't demand recompense before you enter its hallowed grounds.
It's, I think, one of the distinctive facts about it, that it isn't a place where money gets exchanged. And, you know, in this world, there are so few places that don't involve some sort of commerce. I think that we have a very special feeling about a place where there's no money, nothing to buy, and no money is going to exchange hands, and nobody is there to be profiting. And that's a kind of unusual circumstance.
Well, you have captured it beautifully in your book, The Library Book. Susan O'Neill is my guest, and she has written a brilliant book. It's one that you really need to have as part of your collection. She has a great website, susanorlean.com. Go there. You can connect with that. And any of her other books she's written, she is just a wonderful creative. I'm going to take you well beyond the author point, because you're a researcher. You infuse your writing with clarity that just makes going into this subject so wonderful. As we kind of wrap things up, I want to ask you, do you hope, maybe it's just my older generation Pollyanna feel, but do you think that maybe younger generations can understand and appreciate and maybe seek that kind of solace atmosphere that a library provides?
Absolutely. I think that we are seeing a revival of libraries precisely because young people appreciate and are taking advantage of what libraries offer in that way. In fact, young people are among the most active users of libraries right now, and that, I think we have, all of us have reason to feel good about that, because that's where libraries, the future is obviously in having young people appreciate them. But, you know, young people are the great advocates of going to coffee shops, and that's something that is so much part of the culture of people under the age of 30, that the idea of going somewhere like a library, I think, comes very naturally out of that same impulse of wanting to get out of the house, preferring to share space with other people rather than having private space. And that's been pretty well documented, that people who are under 40 care more about having interesting shared space rather than having huge amounts of their own space that's private.
Amen, Susan. You are preaching to the choir here.
I think it's a great sign. I think we can look forward to great things.
I agree. In the meantime, folks, don't forget to frequent your own library, but definitely get your own personal copy of Susan Orlean's The Library Book. I'm going to just wrap things up with this nice little descriptive quote from the information I received. With her signature wit, insight, compassion, and talent for deep research, Susan Orlean investigates the legendary Los Angeles Public Library fire as only she can, and showcases the crucial role libraries play in our lives. And Susan, thank you for doing this, because you have captured so much. You distilled this essence into your book, The Library Book, through this one historic event. And for that, all I can do is give you a standing ovation and just say thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. And I so appreciate you having me on the show. And I'm glad to find a fellow lover of libraries.
I love it, too. Thank you so much, Susan. Much continued success in all you do. Folks, get your copy of The Library Book by Susan Orlean. You can go to her website, susanorlean.com, for more information about the book, about her other books, about her, how to stay connected, and everything else. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thanks, John. Take care.